It was the third time's the charm when St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis presented his bill before the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Space and Domestic Security Committee. Under Brandis's bill, a person would be exempt from arrest for carrying a weapon or firearm concealed on their person while complying with a mandatory evacuation order issued by the governor or a local authority. Twice before, Brandis put his bill on hold. Things grew contentious during a committee when a lawyer for the Florida National Guard appeared to oppose the proposal. That's since been cleared up, but the bill still hadn't been heard. Brandis says he was still working with other stakeholders, including the Florida sheriffs who opposed the bill and the National Rifle Association, a big backer of the bill.
Well, it keeps getting postponed because we're going to continue to work on it. We want to make sure that the language is right.
But that may not have been the total reason. Inverness Republican Senator Charlie Dean, who voted for the bill at its first stop, said he would never vote for it again. He claimed it went against what he believes in as a former Citrus County sheriff, and Tuesday he kept his promise, voting alongside most Democrats to oppose the bill. Still, it passed the committee 5-4. However, if Brandis had allowed his bill to come up for a vote in that committee both those times, it would have failed because the deciding vote, Royal Palm Beach Democrat Joseph Abruzzo, was absent on both occasions.
I believe I missed one vote because I had a bill up in committee that I was presenting, and the second one I was actually in the hospital.
So when the bill came up for a third time in his committee, Senator Abruzzo was present and bucked his party to vote in favor of the controversial measure. He says no matter what, he had every intention of voting for it.
I believe that the bill has merit, and in a time of emergency, I think that law-abiding citizens that are allowed to have a personal protection firearms should be able to carry it on them. Right now, the law is ambiguous. It doesn't say that you of course can't open carry, but you cannot conceal carry. So that said, this bill will allow those to be able to protect themselves, and I traditionally support a bill like this.
Still, the Florida Sheriff's Association continues to oppose the bill because they say it's vague.
And the last thing we want is for our citizens to somehow be put in harm's way because the law was vague and therefore inconsistently applied.
The group's lobbyist, Electra Bussell, says, for example, the bill does not define what complying with an evacuation order means, leaving it open to all kinds of interpretation and enforcement issues.
And does not place any restrictions on where a person without a permit can carry their weapon concealed, readily accessible to use, when you have left the evacuation zone or when you reach your destination in some other county. What if you stay in your home? Does this mean you can carry concealed around the town? Does it apply the entire time they are out of their home, regardless of where they may be in the state?
Meanwhile, another gun measure also cleared its second legislative hurdle. It allows school administrators to appoint a former or current law enforcement officer or military officer with proper training to carry firearms on campus. They must also have a carry and conceal permit. The measure passed the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee 8-4 with Democrats opposed Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.